Shavua Tov, Bishus, Bishus Harav, Chavi Rai. It's very special to be in Yerushalayim, and it's very special to be among such special friends. Say Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. Shabbos is called Yom Menucha, a day of not just physical rest, but a day of Menuchas HaNefesh.
Menuchas is cell phone.
Time when we could get a glimpse into the world the way it ought to be, to get a little taste of Olam Haba. We're dressed in our finery. We sit at a table, a mensch. The best of what this world has to offer. A day of yichud, of connecting, of seeing the world and seeing ourselves at our best. Getting a glimpse into the way the world ought to be. And from a vantage point of Menuchas HaNefesh, a little bit getting a glimpse into the best we could possibly be. Going from Kodesh to Chol, from Or to Choshech, from Shabbos into Motzei Shabbos. Dafka sitting together at the fourth meal of Shabbos at the Malava Malka. It's a transitional experience of sitting together. Trying to hold on to that a little. Trying to bring that taste, that ta'anug, into the week. One of the zmiros, part of the liturgy of Motzei Shabbos, which really captures the emotion and the experience of what a Jew is going through on Motzei Shabbos, is Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. The refrain of the zemer is the encouragement that Hashem is giving Yaakov Avinu at a time where Yaakov Avinu was preparing to leave Eretz Yisrael, a place of Kodesh, to go to a place of Chol. Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Don't fear the descent from the place of holiness. Don't fear, don't be anxious about the Yerida from light to darkness. I'm going from Eretz HaKodesh into Golos. Don't worry. Don't be afraid of that galut, of that experience of going into exile. Anochi Eireid Imcha Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I'm going to go down with you into Mitzrayim. V'anochi A'olcha Gamalo. I'll be with you there in that descent. I'll be with you there in that darkness. V'anochi and I, A'olcha Gamalo. I'm going to come back up with you. Preparing for Slichos tonight, we're trying to catch up to the Sephardi party. It's really been in this for a couple weeks already. Preparing ourselves emotionally, intellectually, psychologically, in terms of avoda, to go into those dark places, those exiled experiences where we miss the mark, where we tried and failed or didn't try at all. We're going to be opening up moments of gullus in our lives, moments of brokenness, of darkness, putting the chatayim and the yiridos on the table, putting it out in the open to face our lacking and face our mistakes. We come from a place of, from a vantage point, of Menucha. That's why we begin Slichos on Motzei Shabbos. To come from a place of what's called Mochin de Gadlus, of expanded consciousness. Feeling good, of feeling rested, of feeling whole, of getting a glimpse of our best selves. And from that place, without fear, without anxiety, to enter into the place of darkness, into those gullet moments, so we can bring them back up again. Yitzchak Isaac from Zidichov. The Zidichover was a Talmud of the Chose of Lublin. He had a place in his house, an upstairs, an attic, or a study, a cheder avod, a place that he would go by himself, not to be disturbed. He'd spend time there every day and every night, learning, davening, writing, whatever Rebbes do in those rooms, I don't know. But he didn't have a whole bunch of gabayim and hangers-on outside the door. But he would go there every day in that sacred space, and no one ever disturbed him. Not his children, his wife, no one. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac had a grandson, Nolein, who wasn't well. The child was sick. He needed a refuah, he needed a yeshua, he needed a salvation in a very intense way. And things took a turn for the worse, and that child literally was on the brink. And doctor said, we've done all we could. There's nothing more that we can do. I suggest that you prepare yourselves that this is final moments. Parents of this child, the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, told their youngest son, the youngest anicle, the youngest grandchild of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, a little boy named Yankel, he's very precious to his grandfather, run upstairs and tell the Rebbe, that the doctors say we're coming to the end. That he should daven because your brother is about to... doesn't look like he's going to make it. It's desperate. And that the Zaydi should storm the gates of heaven because we're really at the brink. We're at the end. He's so sick. So this little boy, Yankala, goes upstairs and knocks on his grandfather's door. And he knocks, and the Zaydi says, come in. And this little boy, Yankala, says to Zaydi, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac from Zidichov, Zayda, my mother says that my brother is getting better. And that just a little more tefillah, and he's going to be okay. He's just about there. He just needs one last push, and his yeshua will be complete. He's almost there. Zayda, daven. Daven to finish the job that he should be able to be okay. And if it's Isaac, with all of his might, all of his fervor, davens. And that afternoon, the child had an unbelievable turnaround. And against all estimations from the doctors, miraculously, it didn't make sense. He was almost restored to complete health. Later that night, when the Zidichover, and the Rebbe came down, was in the house, he saw that there was jubilation, there was celebration, there was excitement, there was like a... people were celebrating, making l'chaim, they were excited. He said, well, what's going on? And they said, Rebbe, you're unbelievable. Tefillah turned it around. His grandson had a miraculous recovery. And when they told him that the child was literally on the brink of death, when they told him literally that the child was on the brink of death, he understood that his grandson Yankala had delivered the message in the most real way. He told his grandson Yankala, you have real seichel. You're destined to be a big Ovid Hashem and a Rebbe. When we're coming during these days of Rachamim and Ratzon, we're coming during these days approaching Hashem with humility, with shiflus, knocking on the door, the gates of tshuva, it's our choice to define the narrative, to describe the situation, our situation, to assess ourselves and choose the way we are going to approach the Ribono Shel Olam and this entire experience of restoring our relationship with Hashem. Tshuva is our opportunity to reframe. To reframe the way we see ourselves. To restore ourselves to a place of spiritual health and well-being. We dafka come tonight, Motzei Shabbos, to begin Slichos from the vantage point of a Ratzavanu. To recognize We are Erelech Yidden, Bnei Torah, Ovdei Hashem, who have moments that need to be redeemed, who have opportunities that have to be fixed. But tshuva, in its ultimate expression, it's not reactionary. It's not like some. It's not like having to pound tums on a Motzei Shabbos after eating doggies like a chol nefesh in the middle of the night. But there's an opportunity to restore ourselves and our consciousness and our sense of self from a place of wholeness and a place of health. Tshuva is not just like a band-aid, a fixing, something outside. It's a tipul shoresh. It's a from the inside out, restoring the foundation. Recognizing that at our core, we're good. We're okay. And that just a little bit of effort, some silver polish, a little bit of effort, we could remove the outsides, a little bit of the tarnish and the dirt, and restore the luster and the glow of what it means to be a Yid. When we get into the Hashamnus and the Bagadnus and the Gazalnus and the Dibarni Dofis, and later the Al-Khaits, it's all true. It's all true, it's all there. You know, the policy, you go into a store, you break it, you bought it. This process is about taking ownership of our mistakes. We have, we've fallen short of goals, we've disappointed ourselves, we've disappointed others. We're not what we ought to be. We've missed the target, we've failed in a lot of ways. We're stuck in taivas. We are. Every single thing that's printed in that Slichos book is true. That we're almost there, and a little bit more effort, and we'll be restored to wellness and wholeness and health and be redeemed, is also true. It's not a time to be mitbalbel. It's not a time to cut corners. It's about an honest assessment and grabbing the bull by its horns, standing up, like when you're playing ball, and you know you hacked him. You know the ball, the basketball went off our foot out of bounds, saying it's my bad, off me. Taking ownership and taking responsibility, standing up in an honest and real way. But not to be mitbalbel, it's a halachic process. There's a process for tshuva. We recognize what we've done wrong. In recognizing what we've done wrong, in recognizing what we've done to distance ourselves, we own it. This charata, we regret it. We do vidui, we apologize. We say, I don't want to be like this, and I'm not going to do it again. And then we move on. We go weiter. The same way, in a similar way, when soaking and salting meat, there's a process, that meat becoming kosher. There's a process for tithing our fruits before we eat them in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a place to be mitbalbel and get hung up with guilt and negativity. There's a process. Soak and salt. Own it. Admission, recognition, and moving on, and restoring a natural relationship with Hashem. Over and over, we're going to say tonight and throughout these next few weeks, Hashem, Hashem, kilracham lachanun. The Ribbono Shel Olam revealed the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim at the most degraded and broken moment in our collective experience. The Chet HaEgel is such an embarrassing low point. But Hashem, Hashem, kilracham lachanun. Hashem reveals it to Moshe Rabbeinu and gives it over to the tzaddik, who comes before Klal Yisrael and says, "Al tebalbel, don't get thrown off here." And the Gemara explains, what does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? Ani Hashem, kodem achet? Ani Hashem, achre achet? Hashem remains constant. Hashem says, I am what I am. I haven't moved. You made a mistake. You missed the mark. You did something degrading. You did something humiliating. You broke something. So now you have to buy, you got to pay for it. Stand up, be a man, recognize what we've done wrong, admit it, go through the steps of tshuva, and move on. Anochi, Erei, Imcha, Mitzrayimah. Hashem says, I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim, Anochi. And that same Hashem, Kodem Achet is Acher Achet. V'Anochi, Ha'olcha Gam Alo. I was with you the whole time. Al-Chet Shechatanu, Lefanecha. Even in those moments, in those low moments, in those embarrassing moments, Lefanecha. Hashem says I was with you the whole time. So going into Slichos, we sit, you have a Suda. You sit with friends, we're singing the Gunim. We're coming from Shabbos, from a place of Menuchas HaNefesh. Because we know the Ribbono Shalom is waiting for us. Hashem is tremendously patient, infinitely patient. Just a question of how we choose to frame our experience, of how we see ourselves. If we get stuck in the katnus and the gullus experience of chet, or if we choose to have a little bit more of an open, large view of ourselves and tap into mochin the godless of what it means to be a Jew, the opportunity to fix. Hadar Golden, Hasheni Komdomo, a young man, 23 years old, from Kfar Saba. When he was killed a couple of summers ago, 2 summers ago in Gaza, he went in the Givati Brigade and he didn't come back. It was Erev Shabbos, you can probably remember. No matter how self-absorbed, very busy with ourselves we might have been, everybody remembers that Erev Shabbos. And the word went out right before Shabbos in the States. There was 2 soldiers, they were captured. I don't know exactly what happened, but one of those cursed tunnels, there was some episode. The soldiers went in, and they didn't come out. Are they alive? Are they not alive? During that terrible few weeks, this was one of those low points. He was killed there, left a family, twin brother, Kala, he was engaged. I'm still waiting for a complete Kvuras Yisrael. He was in the news again this week. People remembered him again this week. Netanyahu was at the UN and have a little bit of an art display of an exhibition of his drawings, his paintings at the UN, the Yecharev Beis Shammai. There's some level of renewal and reawakening. The name Hadar Golden was in the news again this week. Right before the summer of that war in Gaza 2 summers ago, Erev Pesach, just a couple of months before he was in, Hadar wrote a letter to his Kala. He describes their dream of building a life together. And he wrote a message to her, Erev Pesach. I'll just share a few of the lines that he shared there. It's so real. Chayev Adam Liros Atzmo. Everybody knows that part of what Pesach is experiential and personal. The chiyuv on the Leil Seder night for us to see ourselves as if we ourselves have left Mitzrayim. Chayev Adam Lirot Atzmo. Makel Bayad. Sakal Agav. Our bag packed. Our walking stick. Kavul Bavod Shona Meshunim in Mitzrayim. To think about what it was like a little bit in Mitzrayim. Again, the Svardim have the experience a little bit more real at the Seder. They schlep around bags, hitting each other with scallions. They try to create some type of feeling of Avdos Mitzrayim. But it's incumbent upon everyone. We're dipping in salt water. Charoset said, trying to remind ourselves a little bit of that collective experience. To remember what it was like in Egypt when Jewish children were being killed to dam up the Nile. What it was like there suffering. Hashem heard our cries and our screams. What it was to be broken as Avadim in Mitzrayim for over 200 years. So he writes this Kala that's the truth is that's the easy part. להרגיש את המרחק, to feel distance, את הקושי, the difficulty, הקלקול, to feel the struggle and the pain of the Avdus Mitzrayim, of Golos, everyone in their own way can relate to what it means to be far, to be broken, to be in Golos, to be in darkness. Kol achad im atisbuch shelo, everybody with their own pain and their own dysfunction, their own Avdus Mitzrayim, their own Memtet Shari Tumah. It doesn't take much for us to realize and for us to think about and be aware of our faults and how far we are and the Memtet Shari Tumah that we can reach. Everyone's stuck in their own place, slave to their own para. Aval atzeit me'atzmecha, but to transcend, v'litzdareif l'tnua ha'gadola, but to be able to transcend that avdus and see beyond that stuckness, beyond that place of Mitzrayim, that dark place in the Memtet Shari Tumah, exiled and away from who we are and who we want to be. Ulitzareif l'tnua gdola, to be able to see ourselves as part of this great movement, la'am hakadol sheyotzei b'Mitzrayim, that we're part of this chosenness, that we're part of this redemption narrative of a nation of individuals who are being chosen by Hashem to be elevated. Shenig'al, to see ourselves as healthy in a place of light. Shayachim l'kedusha, zeh yoter kasheh. To see ourselves as enslaved, maybe because of the rule of gravity, to see ourselves as slaves, broken and sick, it's a lot easier to get riled up about and litchaber, to be connected to, than to imagine ourselves as B'nai Chorin, he writes. But it's our challenge, he wrote to his Kala, to be able to see beyond that suffering, beyond the Avdus, to define our narrative, to choose to see ourselves from a perspective of godless, as B'nai Chorin, is free. אני רוצה להיות בן חורן שהוא עבד השם בישראל, עמול באמס. I want for us to be able to see ourselves as true of the Hashem, liberated. לצאת מהקטנו שלי, to get out of my smallness, my stuckness, להצטרף לגדולה של העם שלי, to connect to the great vision and privilege of what it means to be a Jew. לגלות שהכל בעצם תמון בנו, to reveal that inside of us is incredible treasure. Amok bifnim kol hazman. That redemption is within me. That freedom is within me. To feel richuk. V'lirtzot litkarev. To know that we've done wrong. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dvarnadofi, okay. Again, the rule of gravity, a little bit of self-awareness. We know that we are not what we ought to be. We know that our decisions and our choices have led us down a path, often a path of least resistance, of laziness and arrogance and self-centeredness. We know, we know, we know. And during Slichos, we have the opportunity to come face to face that, to own that. But our challenge and our opportunity is litzdareif l'gdula, to connect ourselves to the vision of our greatest selves. To see ourselves not in a vachadik way, but in a shabbazdik way. To see ourselves from a place not of pizor ha-nefesh, but of menuchas ha-nefesh. Not just of merachak, but of kirva. As Hadar Golden wrote to his Kala, not just to be stuck in the place of kilkul, of the avdus Mitzrayim, from a place of tikkun in Geulas Mitzrayim. Anochi, Hashem says, Eireh imcha Mitzrayim. I'm with you in Mitzrayim. And that same Hashem Yisborach, Anochi, Aolcha gam alo. Tonight, in a formal sense, when we begin Slichos, in a formal sense, we're connecting to the place of Aolcha gam alo. If we just have a little bit of the courage to see ourselves in that way, to imagine ourselves as being holy, and being healthy, and being whole, Hashem Yisbarach will help us along our path to restoring ourselves to a well-redeemed way. So my daughter brought home a coloring page for Yom Narayim, Kita Aleph. Kita Aleph coloring page for Yom Narayim. Of course, there's a shofar on it, the apples and honey. And right in the middle, overshadowing all that stuff, all the cute stuff, that's the scales of justice right in the middle. Because, you know, the main thing now, everybody knows, is start accumulating mitzvos, min chavilos of averos, bundles of mistakes, so we got to get things right, got to be chavilos of mitzvos. Maybe there's the operating system was updated and there's some type of spreadsheet in the upper worlds. Maybe now it's not a ledger, it's not an actual scale.
Google Doc.
Yeah, there's things like a Google Doc, a shared doc with all the different celestial bodies and gourmin there. But there's a right column and a left column, and we have to have more pluses in the right column than negatives in the left column. Otherwise, we'll get a lump of coal and won't eat the cookies, and we'll have a bad year, and it's going to be hard to do. More mitzvahs. You have to make sure more mitzvahs than averos. There was a guy sitting in his nice easy chair after a long day at work. There was a knock at the door. It was a little late. So he was knocking at my door. His wife comes and says, here's someone collecting. He said some schlepper knocking my door late at night. So, I'm go jump in a lake. She comes back and says, look, he says he's really hungry, really tired. He says, okay, fine, I'll show this guy. I comes, so the door says, come on, Rabbi. I says, oh, God, I'm sorry. I need a little of this and a little of money and children, wife. And I'm so hungry, I've been schlepping around all day. This guy says, no problem, I'll fix it right up. He goes in the kitchen, starts digging through the garbage, pulls out a little piece of tinfoil with a piece of fish that was left over from a couple days ago, takes this piece of stinky fish, puts it on a plate, and gives it to the guy and says, here, Rabbi, eat something. The guy says, oh, thank you. He didn't see him where he fished it out from. Guy ate, pat him on the back and said, yeah, all the best. Next day, the guy's in shul in the morning. This balabas comes to shul in the morning. And the gabbai announces, Rabosai, I'm going to let everyone know that there was a person here, shaliach, mashulach, who was passing through the town, who's fallen ill. He's in the local clinic. If anybody wants, there's an opportunity to be mevakar chola. This balabas says, oh, I got to go visit him. And he goes and takes off some time from work, and he goes and does Bikur Chol, and goes and visits him. Later that day, in between Chamarv, because he comes from the Chamarv, of course, right before they have the Mishnah Yishir, the Gabbai announces, Rabosai, I'm sorry to let everyone know, that the Mashulach who had passed through our neighborhood yesterday, who had fallen sick, was Nifter, he left the world. And we don't know who he is, it's a Meis Mitzvah, we just don't know where he is. No signs of identification, the guy doesn't have a wallet on. So this balabas jumps up and takes responsibility, gets involved with the Chevra Kadisha, arranges a burial plot, takes care of everything like that, takes care of the whole burial. By the time the Levaya is over, they got word who he was. It turns out he left an almana, a wife and children. And not just that, his oldest daughter was about to be married, but didn't have enough money for the dowry. So he was collecting. This guy gets involved. After the coup, he goes to the family, sits with them, Nachmavel, starts raising money for this girl's wedding. Achmas is Kala, the whole thing. Takes care of the Yisomim, the Almana. A whirlwind. Comes home after a couple very busy days, and he says to his wife, it's unbelievable. In such a short period of time, Bikur Chol, Halvayas HaMeis, a Meis Mitzvah, Kvura, Chesed Shel Emes, taking care of Yisomim, Almanos, Hachnasas Kala, so many mitzvahs, and all it cost me was one small piece of stinky fish. What is chus? So obviously it's a ridiculous, completely absurd snapshot of a person who's so missing the point, who's so self-absorbed. But sometimes we can be in that headspace when we're thinking in quantities. Another mitzvah, another mitzvah. Especially during these days, taking things upon ourselves, adding learning, can't just be about more. can't just be about a longer Shemona Esrei and another hour in the Beis Medrash. Listen, I know I'm talking to here. I'm talking to serious people. Avdei Hashem, Bnei Torah and Yeshiva, across from the Kodesh HaKadosh. We're doing extra things and doing more things. But it's pashut that it's not just about doing more. Because you can be a stinky fish Jew by doing more and more and more and more. It also has to be deeper. It has to be more mechubar. It's good to remind ourselves on the night of Slichos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tov ma'at tachanunim bekavana. Tov ma'at tachanunim, it's good, a little bit, to pour our hearts out before Hashem, and tachanunim and Slichos, with kavana. Echad hamarbe, ve'echad hamimayit. A little bit more or a little bit less. We don't subscribe value quantitatively. Bilvad, the main thing is sheyachavin libo hashamayim, because the Gemara tells us more than Hashem wants what we do or what we don't do. Rachmana libo boy, Hashem wants us to be present, to be here. To be honest, to be real, to be truthful, to recognize our dependence. It comes with a great dose of vulnerability. It comes with shamefacedness. It comes with boshas upon him and shiflus. Tmimus, tmimut. When Hashem asks Avram, Salech lafanai v'yet tamim, walk before me. Don't be simple and superficial. Tiyat tamim. To be connected. To be wholehearted. Bring me yourself. Your entirety. Beli trikim, beli shtikim, like they say in Osharad. Without shortcuts. Don't try to pull a fast one. But to be here, to be with me. In a wholehearted way. Ravina and I always... usually when we see each other, they're always exchanging, they're always so complimentary, and it was tremendous. Always has a good word. We also always talk about the weight loss. For years, about 20 years, talking to Ravina about weight loss. Now, they say the scale doesn't lie. Not true, suit pants don't lie. The scale can lie. The scale is the lie. When we're talking about quantitative Judaism, we can get stuck in stinky fish Yiddishkeit. The scale doesn't always tell the truth. Maybe if we're eating too much kugel. But not when it comes to making a real honest assessment of our lives. Because we could have chavilos of mitzvos. Piles and piles and piles of mitzvos. But we can miss the entire point. Entire purpose of this entire experience, which is about a relationship with Hashem. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li is a reality. It's a context in which we see ourselves and Hashem engaged in love. What Hashem wants more than anything else, more than us doing more and different and extra, is to come with our true selves, our honest selves. Ladodi li is a response to ani ladodi. Where am I in all this? The main thing is to show up, and to show up wholeheartedly. As the Navi tells us, the Navi Yoel says, kiru levavchem, tear your heart, al bigdeichem. The difference between our heart and our klusa. Stop tearing your clothing. A beged, the Baal HaTanya said, expresses something which is on the outside, a gilui. Our garments are our traits, our choices. What we do or what we don't do is less fundamental than who we are, the way we see ourselves. Kiru levavchem. We're going to be clapping al chet over and over and over again. We're not beating ourselves. We're turning our attention and our focus to our hearts to awaken our true selves. Kiru levavchem. Va'al bigdeichem. To get down to who we really are. To bring bring all the pieces together. V'shuvu alavai Hashem Elokeichem kichanun v'rachem hu. Kichanun v'rachem hu. V'shuvu al Hashem Elokeichem comes after kiru levavchem. It's very good to learn, and to learn in Svarim of Tshuva. But if what we come to Yom Narayim with is another vort, and another vort, and another vort, and Rav Kook says this about Tshuva, and Rav Yisrael Salanter says that about Tshuva, and the Shara Tshuva says this, and Rav Dessler says that, and this one says that, and this one says this, and another vort, and another vort, and another vort, we can miss the entire thing. We get stuck in technikot and band-aids, and miss the tipul shoresh of kiru levavchem, of tamimus, of bringing ourselves. And that's what it means called poshe Yisrael malei mitzvos karimon, that a person can be filled with mitzvos, like a rimon is filled with seeds, and not tip the scales in the direction that we're hoping for. Before we go up to say slichos, just one more maisa, one story from Rav Mendel Futterfass. Mendel Futterfass was an oved. He was a chassid. The Lubavitcher Rebbe called him a chassid. He went through the Soviet Gulag. He survived it. He was a chassid of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, he went to America. He was in Eretz Israel. He was a mashpia and a chabad. He was the one the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, this guy is an oved Hashem. When he was younger in Yeshiva Tomchei Tamimim in Russia, he was somebody who was just very frank. He was very honest, very real. In a chabad, there's a certain level playing field. The young guys and the older guys, they could talk to each other straight. It wasn't so ceremonious. There's the Rebbe and then there's everybody else. So there was an elderly Jew who was a mashpia in the yeshiva named Reb Chaimel, long white beard, somebody who was mashpia in the yeshiva. And a young Mendel Futterfass, one day came over to him and he saw Reb Chaim looked a little bit fakfetched, looked that he was, looked like there's something sour to him, something was hurting him. And he said to him, "No, Reb Chaim, what's wrong? Like Yosef in prison, what is your face? Why do you look so broken, so upset?" Reb Chaim says, "Smach bachur b'yal nusacha, you're a kid. Enjoy it, whatever. You don't know what it is to be an older person." I said, "Reb Chaim, what?" He said, "Look at my white and my beard. Soon I'm going to stand before the Kisei HaKavod." He talked the way Rabina talks. "And I'm going to have to answer to Hashem. I'm thinking about that." So this young Rambam said, "But Reb Chaim, you're an Oved Hashem. What's the matter?" He said, "I'll tell you. Every morning I wake up and I say Moda Ani. And I take the schus of that Moda Ani and put it in my sack. And then I wash Nagelwasser. And I take the schus of that Nagelwasser and put it in my sack. And then I get out of bed and I get dressed. I put on my talus cut and my tzitzis. And again, the schus of that tzitzis, that makar, I put inside of my sack. And I get dressed and I say Birchas HaShachar and Birchas HaTorah. And I begin my day like that and I put that in my sack. And then I go to yeshiva day after day. When I get to yeshiva an hour before davening, I sit and I learn Nigla and Nister and prepare myself to go with Kovid Rosh with an attitude into davening. And I take that hour of learning and I put that in a sack. And then I daven every word of Pesukei Nezimra carefully. And I put that in a sack as well. And then after Shacharis, I sit and have Pat Shacharis. I wash my hands Erlich and put that in a sack. And I sit in Tehillas Hadayim and I put that in the sack as well. And I sit with at the table and speak Divrei Torah with the Bachrim and put that in the sack. And then Birkas HaMazon and put that in the sack. And then morning Seder. And after morning Seder, a little lunch. And I put that in my sack, the Bracha Rishon and Achrona. And every bathroom and Asher Yotzer, and I put that into my sack." And the Mendel's looking at him saying, "This sounds pretty good." And he said, "No, don't you get it? Then I go home. And I'm a chabed my wife. And I'm a chanech my children and grandchildren. And I learn more Torah, Be'iyun and Be'kiyus. And I take the schus of that, and I put that into my sack as well. And I daven mincha, and I put that in my sack, and marav and that in my sack. And I go home and I say Krish Malamita and I put that in my sack. And I've done this every day, 365 days a year for 80 years. Mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, zechus after zechus after zechus, all in the sack." And Reb Mendel looked at him and said, "Reb Chaim, That's a lot of mitzvos. Let's go to the Ribbono Shel Olam with. What's the problem? Reb Chaim said, I'm going to get to the Beis Din Shel Mala. And they're going to look at me and say, Reb Yid, Chaim, so many mitzvos. Why did you put it in the sack? Why didn't you put it inside of your heart? You made chavilos, chavilos of mitzvos, day and night, learning, davening. But why didn't you open your heart and let it in? Slichos night, more than anything else, these days of rachamim and ratzon, have rachmanis on ourselves, wake up the ratzon to be close to Hashem, but more than anything else, to come and give our hearts to Hashem. And yes, mitzvos and davening and more and more and more, but also deeper and more connected with tmimus, with simplicity, with pshitus, with wholeheartedness. To come before Hashem with a broken heart, with an open heart, and amir tzah Hashem to be inscribed in our hearts, to inscribe ourselves in the book of life, in the book of a year of Torah mitzvos, of growth and chibur with Hashem in the most real way.